Number one, tackle the hard tasks.
This is the Contractor Files Podcast. Your hosts, Ethan McNeil and Trent Keith, take a deep dive into the construction and remodeling industry to uncover keys to success and pitfalls to avoid.
All right, we are live for the Contractor Files Podcast.
Hello, everyone. I'm Trent Keith.
Yep, I am Ethan McNeil. And today we are going to be talking about, Trent?
How, here we are, how to work hard and why everyone should be a hard worker.
Yes.
And this is our podcast number 25.
That's right.
So, how do we work hard, Ethan?
Oh, man. I feel like it's sad that we even have to say how do you work hard, because that used to be kind of just, you know, people just knew, you know, growing up. But yeah, there's a lot of points here. Working hard, before I dive into them, working hard is a gift. So if you're here listening to this podcast and you're like, why should I be a hard worker? And I don't know if I actually want to listen to how to be a hard worker. Let me just tell you this, that this one trait, working hard, has a reward attached to it. It has, it will make your life better in all areas of your life, not just your work, not just in your, you know, your job, but also in every area of your life, because it's diligence and it pays off in dividends in all areas of your life. So, I guess that's more the question of why should you be a hard worker, but I'm just going to say, if you're already like, oh, I don't know, I'm going to skip this podcast, I'll tell you that working hard has so many benefits. And if you're a Christian, you can just read Proverbs, the book of Proverbs, and you will see over and over and over that the Lord wrote a reward for hard work into the laws of nature, into the laws of govern our lives. So stay with us on this podcast, because it will pay off if you learn how to work hard and if you decide, I am going to be a hard worker.
Yep, that's true. And I'll even add to that, you don't even have to be a Christian to read Proverbs and find out just the facts of nature, the way God made it, of you get rewarded for your work.
Yes.
And hopefully, that's one of the many things that will teach you that there is something above and beyond us, right? Yes. But that is one that's very clear. Proverbs is easy to read and understand. So I would definitely say jump into that and find out what that is. But why do we want to work hard? Besides the fact of, like what Ethan was talking about, there are benefits and you do get something out of working hard. You actually feel better about yourself when you work hard. Just basic. You feel better when you do things, when you do physical work. You know, it makes you feel like you accomplished something. And it's a good way to get rid of stress too, right? So if you work hard, you can actually maybe give your mind a break sometimes, do physical work. There's a lot of different ways you can go with that. But I would say, like Ethan said, there are so many benefits to working hard. If you haven't been taught that, I would definitely seek it out and find out what all it entails.
The other day, Cooper, our four-year-old, was telling or was asking me and my wife what what laziness meant, because we continually have to tell him, hey, don't be lazy. Hey, go do this. Don't be lazy. You are not a lazy person. And he wanted to know what that exactly meant. What did lazy mean? And obviously, laziness is the opposite of working hard. And I'm going to assume, I'm going to make it really basic, like you're my four-year-old, because it's sometimes it's good to just go over the basics. But how to work hard, what is working hard? It is tackling the things that you don't want to do. And that is, especially at first, if you're not in the habit of working hard, then that's probably the number one thing I would say is, if there are tasks that have been sitting on your to-do list, on your company's to-do list that are for you to do, and you have been putting them off, then there's a sign that you're not working hard. It's not about whether you have the time or not. I'm talking about you have the time, you didn't do it. So that is the number one thing I would say of how to work hard. Number one, tackle the hard tasks that you don't want to do. Get those out of the way. Go after those first. Don't let them create laziness. Don't let them sit there and create complacency or, I'll do it tomorrow. It's that saying of what, don't put off today what can be done tomorrow. Nope, that's the wrong way. It is the opposite of that. Don't put off
until tomorrow.
Until tomorrow what can be done today. There we go. And for me, practically, I am way more productive in the mornings than I am the afternoons. By the time it gets to the afternoon, I'm like, give me some easy tasks. And I know that about myself, and that's probably a lot of people. So I will, on purpose, in the morning, tackle all of the hard things I've got to do that day. I will get them out of the way. I will, go ahead and respond to those emails, figure out those equations, whatever it is I'm working on. I will tackle the hard things first, because I know that if I don't, it's going to create laziness for my whole day. I'll put those off. I'll do the easy task. I'm not going to feel like doing them in the afternoon. So if you don't know what hard work looks like, I'm giving you just a really easy basic tip. It looks like tackling the things you don't want to do.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. I think just a simple little thing that people need to think about as far as hard work is, to me, a good way to look at hard work is whatever you're supposed to do. It doesn't matter if you work for someone, if you have your own business, if you're doing your own thing, it doesn't make any difference. You know what the first thing is you need to do, and you do that thing as quickly and efficiently as you can.
Yeah.
So you don't try to drag it out, make it take all day long. You don't try to figure out the simplest way to do it.
Yes.
You just jump in.
Yes.
You start doing it. And sometimes you learn in the process that, well, if I would have done this a different way, it would have been easier. That doesn't mean anything. Hard work means you jump in and you do it and you get it done. And maybe next time you'll be able to do it more efficiently,
right?
But you worked hard at accomplishing that task. And I think it kind of goes along with what Ethan said. It's the matter of getting in there and doing it. Not trying to come up with every excuse in the book of why to put it off.
Right.
Why to do something else first that's easier and more fun. Hard work is just getting in and accomplishing what needs done one thing at a time. Not being picky and choosy about what you want to do and what you don't want to do.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, and to kind of piggyback on that, being a hard worker is observing the things that need done, actively going after them, because it's one thing to get your tasks done for the day and then just sit back and say, I'm done for the day. It's another to be able to recognize what needs done next, what else you could be doing. There is nothing worse than going to a restaurant, going to any place that you are being waited on or being served, and watching those people just stand when you know there's something they could be doing. There's a dirty table right next to you, or there's no napkins in the dispenser, and they're just standing around talking or on their phone. And why is that? Why is that irritating? Because it's laziness. And for it, what would be the opposite is to always be looking for something else to do when your tasks are done. Be observant. Yes. Just because we asked you to clean your room, Cooper, and now you have a pile of toys in the hallway, now that meant clean your room, but also go take care of those. You don't just leave those forever. So just be observant. Be continually looking for the next thing to do.
Yes, definitely. Yep. It's kind of like you don't just do the minimum of whatever you think you're supposed to do. Mm-hmm. You actually go above and beyond everything with excellence.
Yep.
I would say that's a good way to look at hard work. You know, do everything with excellence and try to accomplish what, like Ethan said, you may not even have wanted to start in the first place, but try to get that job done so you can move on to the next one. Uh-huh. And unfortunately, we live in a society that people, like Ethan mentioned, don't want to talk about hard work or do hard work because hard work can be hard, right? I mean, it's not always easy. It may not be the thing you want to do. But a lot of times, learning how to do hard work with things that you don't want to do will help you tremendously down the road. And most of the time when you start working, that's what you get into. You don't always get to pick what you're doing or what you want to do. You have to do the job that comes to you first, right? So learn how to be a good worker and a hard worker in that. And then maybe you'll get to pick what you want to do down the road.
Yes. Yeah, and if you find yourself being constantly distracted or unable to stay focused, I would say check your phone and leave your phone away from you. That is, I mean, for myself, I've noticed that if I have my phone there on the computer desk while I'm working, I'll check it 50 times in an hour. Like, that's probably an exaggeration, but for real, I'll just constantly... Oh, what's that? What's that?
Yeah.
And it's not that I'm sitting there scrolling through Facebook or anything. It's just the fact that I'm constantly being pulled away. If you have trouble like focusing on those tasks that seem hard or that you don't want to do, get rid of your phone. Get it out of the room. Put it in the room next to you.
Yes. I think that would be a good movement is get rid of your phone as much as you can.
Yes.
Right? It doesn't matter if you're working, if you're trying to spend time with someone, if you're trying to relax a little bit, whatever it is, put your phone somewhere else. Try to get rid of that thing.
Yes.
It doesn't seem to be good for much other than being a distraction.
No. Yeah. Yep. And amazingly, people survive for hundreds of years
without a cell phone.
So I'm pretty sure that it's a necessity. That argument is not going to fly. A part of being a hard worker, this is another point, is you don't complain about the job you're doing or what you have to do. And yes, it might not be fun, or yes, it might be something you just have to do, but let me tell you that complaining about something makes the job 10 times worse. You didn't like it to begin with, and now you spent 20 minutes telling everybody else or yourself how terrible of a job this was going to have to be. And you're kind of speaking into existence in a way, because complaining just exaggerates the pain, just magnifies it. And you can talk yourself into being lazy if you go long enough. You can complain your way into doing nothing. So that's another thing. If you want to work hard, I'm going to say it. Shut up. No. sometimes you have to say it. So
I think another way to work hard is be competitive. Mm-hmm. If you've got people that do the exact same thing as you, which most jobs have people that do the exact same thing, try to be better. Try to be faster. Try to get done more efficiently. If you do those things, if you're competitive, then 9 times out of 10, you're a hard worker because you're always trying to drive yourself to be better than everyone else.
Yep.
So try to bring a little bit of competition into your work.
Yes.
Even things you don't want to do or you don't like to do. If you're a hard worker in the jobs that you don't like, it will be noticed by other people, and it may open a door for a job that you really want.
Yes. Yeah. And that goes along with our why everyone should be a hard worker. Well, besides the benefit to society it brings, if the whole area, the whole society is hardworking, you individually get a whole lot more notice from your boss, from your managers, from your supervisors. Yes. You can expect to get pay raises consistently. You can expect to get a little bit more of a leeway if there's things that come up that you need to take time off for, or, you know, stuff like that. That your bosses are going to be so much more workable with you if they know you are a hard worker and you're not just mm-hmm. trying to take off a day because you saw it was sunny today and you want to go fishing. Yes. So there's so many benefits, and really and truly, you can work hard and become a millionaire or multimillionaire as an employee who just works hard. You don't have to own the business. If you are a hard worker, there are paths laid out by so many financial advisors of how you can work hard and continually get those raises and work your way into financial freedom. So,
yep.
There's benefits definitely. There.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I would say if you doubt why you should work hard or don't understand how to work hard, then it's something you really need to try to improve on.
Yes.
Because we need to be employees and employers that work hard, focus on what we do. And then when you're off, you can play hard. You can do whatever right. you want. It doesn't matter. But when you're working, you need to be focused and good at what you do.
Yes.
So.
Yeah, and it pays off too in your personal life. Mm-hmm. Like, people who are lazy and their house falls apart, their cars fall apart, they decide that they are not going to change, you know, one part because they didn't want to that Saturday, and then a week or two later their car is, you know, in the shop, and there's so many things. Their yard isn't mowed, so their house looks terrible. Like, there's so many things that it pays when you're a hard worker. It pays to get in that habit. And it pays off personally, too.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. And there's so many things that it can benefit, like Ethan was saying, if you're a hard worker. If you're a hard worker, well, just like that, you mentioned the yard. Mm-hmm. Say your mower is broke down and you can't mow your yard and you don't have the money to fix your mower. Well, how about going and talking to your neighbors and offering to mow their yard if you can use their mower to mow yes. your yard? Yeah. There's so many ways that you can work hard and help other people that mm-hmm. will actually help you in those areas that you struggle yes. with, too.
Yep.
Or you can just help people just to help them, and you can learn things that will benefit you down yes. the road in your own yep. life. There's all kinds of sayings of whatever you want to do, find the person that does that. And help them for free.
Yeah.
Help them for free for a while and learn what they know.
Yes.
And it will definitely benefit you. And all that comes back to hard work. Do you want to work? Do you want to learn? Do you want to improve yourself and be better?
Yep. Same thing for people who are trying to do, like, go back to college or get a degree or get some sort of certification on the side. You aren't going to get that done if you're lazy and you're not a hard worker. Mm-hmm. But if you are a hard worker, then you're going to tackle those things on your free time, your off time, and you're going to consistently make progress towards those goals you've set out in your life. There's so many funny proverbs. I wish I had my phone over here and look one up. But basically, if you're lazy, you could have all of the opportunities in the world at your doorstep, but you will not take advantage of any of them if you are lazy. So you can have a bunch of excuses of why you aren't doing this or why you've worked hard and it had. Over time, hard work will pay off, and laziness, you'll always miss the opportunities that life has for you.
Yep.
So
conclusion. Don't be lazy.
Yep. Right?
You say?
Yep. Everybody should be a hard worker.
There you go. Why should everyone be a hard worker? Because.
Yep. Because.
All right. Well, that's what we're here for. And we want you to be better.
Yep.
And improve and grow.
Yep.
And be all you're called to be.
And if you have a construction business or any type of business and you are looking for some help or advice, You feel like you're working hard, but you're not getting anywhere. Definitely feel free to reach out to us with any questions, any problems that you're having with your business, and we'll be happy to respond and help you out. That's what we love to do. So.
Yep. Thanks everyone for listening. I'm Trent Keith.
Yep. I'm Ethan McNeil. Have a good week.
Thank you for tuning in to our podcast. Be sure to share this podcast with your friends and family. To ask us any questions that might get answered in our next podcast, please visit our website, thecontractorfiles.com. Have a great rest of your day.